I'm Mike Breen, Public Awareness Officer for the American Mathematical Society, and I'm speaking with George Papanicolaou, who is the Robert Grimet Professor in Mathematics at Stanford University, and he is giving the Josiah Willard Gibbs Lecture at the joint meetings in 2011. That'll be Thursday night from 8:30 to 9:30 in the Sheraton Great Ballroom on the fifth floor. And the title of the Gibbs Lecture is Mathematical Problems in Systemic Risk. So, George, can you tell us a little bit about your lecture?
Yes, I got into systemic risk about a year ago, not very long ago. I have been interested in mathematical problems in finance for more than 10 years, 10, 15 years, and I've been teaching mathematical finance in the last 10 years. But systemic risk was always something that was a bit mysterious to me. And about a year ago, I got interested. The reason I got interested is because the questions came up not only in finance, but in other areas. And the idea is that modern financial math is based on creating instruments that manage risk. In other words, in the financial world, you want to have flexible and easy to use and very liquid instruments, financial instruments, that enterprises and organizations and individuals even can use to manage risk in their financial transactions. For example, in controlling the exposure that the portfolio may have to fluctuations. Financial mathematics is all about fluctuations, all about probabilistic changes that are undergoing, and they are very severe. So systemic risk is the idea that, yes, you can control this risk, and yes, that these modern instruments like derivatives are extremely useful, but there must be a trade-off. You cannot get something without a trade-off. And the trade-off amounts to the following, that individual instruments that individual enterprises can hold do distribute the risk and do allow this control of risk by distributing the individual risk among all the players in the market. But it may happen, and it often does happen, then that the overall risk of market failure increases. And that's really the fundamental dilemma in systemic risk, that the instruments that are coming out and they are proliferating and the day-to-day transactions are becoming more convenient, more flexible, more liquid. And lurking behind all this is a more fragile overall financial system. And that's what I started looking at with mathematical models and to some extent with data. And yes, indeed, this goes back. I mean, the mathematical models go back. They're not unique to financial problems. They go back to phase transitions and to problems in mathematical physics. So there is a mathematical infrastructure that can be used for systemic risk, at least in the beginning. And then you have to see what is new. There's a lot of things that are very different in the finance world regarding systemic risk. And you have to put it all together and come up with an understanding of what's going on. And of course, that's only a glimpse. Systemic risk is, it can be formulated in many different ways. It's not a unique thing, and we're just beginning its study.
That's an excellent overview of the topic and your address. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I will try in the, at the lecture, of course, I will try to bring in the mathematics, because you can imagine there's a lot of interesting mathematics going on here and their connections with other areas of some of the mathematics that enters into the study of these problems is fairly well known, phase transitions in statistical physics. What is a little different, quite a bit different now, is that everything that we want to know is dynamically driven. In other words, in material science, the phase transitions are more or less statically considered, that you consider you don't consider the dynamical aspects of phase transitions very much. Of course, it's done, but it's not all that much done. Here, the dynamics is very important. And I will emphasize the connections with the classical notions of instability of dynamical systems, because that, I think, will make the subject a lot more familiar and approachable to the mathematics community.
That's George Papanicolaou, who's at Stanford University and will be giving the Gibbs Lecture at the joint mathematics meetings. That'll be Thursday night, the first night of the meeting, from 8:30 to 9:30 in the Great Ballroom of the Sheraton. George, thank you very much.
Okay.